This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
At the core of the government's Religious Freedom Bill is the belief that the protections that presently exist in Australian law fail to adequately protect people's religious beliefs. While this issue was brought on by Israel Folau's desire to post homophobic memes on Instagram, another case is raising some fascinating questions about the entire debate. Rachel Colvin says Ballarat Christian College pressured her to resign over her support for marriage equality. She's now followed up the case by bringing a case against the school, and she's being supported in her efforts by Equality Australia. Ghassan Assisi is the legal director of Equality Australia, and I spoke to him earlier today about Rachel's case.
So Rachel Colvin was a Christian teacher employed at a non-denominational Christian college who is bringing a claim on the basis of her political and religious beliefs after she was forced to resign because she had religious and political views in favour of same-sex marriage. What happened in this case is that the college amended its statement of faith following the postal survey on marriage equality to say that marriage can only be between one man and one woman. And after Rachel refused to sign that statement of faith, she was effectively forced to resign because opportunities weren't available to her to continue teaching.
And so just to be clear, so she was actually asked to specifically sign a document that stipulated particular views on marriage equality?
That's correct. So she actually was employed by the school 10 years before the document that she was asked to sign, which was called a statement of faith. And amongst the things that it said were particular views around marriage being between a man and a woman.
And so what is the basis for her claim, if you like?
So she's bringing her claim under the Equal Opportunity Act in Victoria, which protects both people who are discriminated against on the basis of their political beliefs as well as their religious beliefs. And she's bringing it on both grounds because in terms of her religious beliefs, she believes as a Christian that a marriage between two people of the same sex is capable of expressing love in a way that's a reflection of God's love or Jesus's love as she believes as a Christian.
That is actually a subgroup, if you like, that often is silenced in this debate, isn't it? People of faith who actually support the LGBTIQ plus community. Do you think Rachel is, you know, basically a representative of a much larger group of people than you would say typically see participating in kind of political debate?
Yeah, and so this is, you've hit it on the head in terms of what this case and why it's interesting is it's because it's a non-denominational Christian school that is imposing its religious views on another Christian within its own community that has a different Christian view around marriage.
Out of interest, have cases like this been brought before in Australia?
It's the first one I'm aware of brought by a Christian in respect of views in favour of same-sex marriage. But it's a good time to start thinking about the consequences of these types of claims and the diversity of views that exist within faiths, particularly because of the proposed federal reforms that would add protection at a federal level for discrimination on the basis of religious belief and activity.
So would a claim like this be more likely to succeed under the government's proposed laws?
Well, the proposed laws that have been put forward by the government actually exempt religious schools entirely from having to comply with the laws that will apply to everyone else. Those laws will prohibit discrimination at a federal level on the basis of religious belief or having no religious belief. So in some ways, the laws at the federal level will entrench institutional views like the schools in this case that marriage should only be between a man and a woman, while denying people like Rachel her religious freedom to hold views that are contrary to those those sort of doctrines that have been imposed by certain institutions.
That is fascinating. I didn't realise that. So religious organisations will actually be protected from these kinds of laws that are intended to protect the religious expressions of others across the board. That seems like an absolutely obvious double standard. How on earth has the government explained that?
Well, I don't think they've explained it well, and I agree with you. I mean, if you were to simplify what the current laws are proposing to do, it's to ensure that non-religious people can't discriminate against the religious, but keep available to those who are religious the ability to discriminate amongst other religions and those with no religions at all.
Ghassan, like cases like this, I think, seem almost like they belie like some underlying hypocrisy here. What do you think this kind of case reveals about the mentality of some of the folks pushing for a right to discriminate?
Well, I think this case highlights that what really is happening here are institutions with particular views seeking to get a license to discriminate against others who have different views from them, all under the guise of religious freedom. But it's a partial right to religious freedom that only some are being able to enjoy, and that tends to be those institutions that have views against people, LGBTI people and their families, rather than those who have affirming views towards LGBTI people.
So in terms of what happens next with Rachel's case, what kind of timelines are we going to see this play out over?
It's hard to give an exact timeline. It's been filed with the Victorian Civil and Administrative Appeals Tribunal, so it'll obviously be set down for a timetable for each side to put forward its evidence before a hearing. It could be many months, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, that's often the way with kind of legal proceedings. And is it fair to say that if there are people of faith listening who believe they may have been discriminated against having particular views, that Equality Australia is keen to hear from people in those kinds of situations? Is that fair to say?
Well, absolutely. I think the interesting thing is most states and territories already have protections for people of faith, as well as people without faith. So if there has been an instance of discrimination on the basis of someone's religious beliefs or in some states also political beliefs, they may find they already have some protection and a right to bring a claim. So absolutely, people should get in touch with us if they've had that kind of experience.
That's Equality Australia's legal director, Ghassan Kassisi, speaking to The Informer's Toby Halligan.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.